You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer, archerradio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Friday, September 23rd, 2005, and I have a special guest on today's show. I got a phone call earlier this evening from a blast from the past, I guess. A college roommate I had back in the 80s. Called me up, and he was in the area, and he came over for a visit, and I've talked him into recording a show with me. So let's see, what should we call you? Say hello first.
Hello.
Yeah, you have to speak closer.
Okay.
Now, what should we call you? Just Lee?
Okay, that'll work.
Let's just go with that, but no last names.
Okay.
So Lee is a roommate from college. I don't know. Could you say a boyfriend, too? An ex-boyfriend?
Yeah,
okay,
you could.
Okay.
Those were some wild days.
Yeah, that was. That was a long time ago. When was that? What year was that? That was like...
84.
It was our junior year in college or sophomore year?
Sophomore year.
Lee and I were roommates and... what else you want to say? Say something.
Extracurricular activities.
Okay, all right. Now, here's a good question for you. Do you have any good stories about me in college?
Now, you're pretty normal.
I was pretty... Okay, yeah, except that's good.
Like, he always wanted his back rubbed with... it was Johnson & Johnson's baby oil in a pink bottle.
Okay.
Not the lotion.
Now, don't tell too much.
I don't know what it was in pink. Was J&J lotion in a pink bottle?
I don't remember that.
you loved it.
Okay, all
you
right.
You would lay down on the floor.
Okay, now wait a minute.
Do we want how many details do you want?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, let's not go into too much detail. That could be bad. Okay, so I was thinking more like different kind of stories. Like, did we ever have any parties or... I swear to God, I can't remember.
No, we didn't. You would sit there and, what was the nights called? On a Friday night when they'd lift the sound curfew.
Oh, yeah, because I should explain that. We lived in a dorm that was a 24-hour quiet dorm, but... Was it once a week or once every 2 weeks?
I think it's once every 2 weeks or once a month.
Once a month, yeah. They would lift the curfew and you could be loud and crazy and play music and have parties and stuff.
And you'd sit with your record of Bruce Springsteen playing, banging your head around.
Would I really?
Yes, you'd sit on the couch and your head was bobbing.
Was I drinking? Or?
Usually.
What was
red wine.
Red wine. Oh, it must have been some cheap-ass wine
then. It was.
Because now I'm actually much more sophisticated with my wine. Wow. And what would you do?
I would just sit there and watch you.
That's weird.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, I guess I liked my Bruce Springsteen back then.
You did.
What else?
Never mind. I was about to say something else.
What were you going to say?
You don't want me to say it.
Was it sexual in nature?
Yeah, you'd get frisky after a while.
Was that because of the alcohol?
Probably.
Okay, I can think of something I can say, but I'm not going to say it. No. I'm not going to say that in case your boyfriend is listening to this, because my boyfriend definitely will listen to this.
Uh-oh.
And he's going to say, who the hell did you have over at your house last night? But you should know that I am not drinking now, because this is a school night, and I don't drink in the school nights. Mm. Well, not to excess.
Exactly.
So, well, let's see. What else can we tell our listeners about you? You're 41...
Still look the same.
You still look the same, except for you have some salt and pepper hair now. Let's see. I don't know what else to tell. You have to think of some stories or something.
What did we? Oh, how I met you. I remember the first night I saw you.
Okay, that's an interesting story. Why don't you tell that story?
I just moved in the dorm nearly across the hall.
Yeah.
And you were sitting in the hallway window smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, because my roommate at the time didn't like me smoking in the room.
And I remember he just glared at me.
I'm like, who's that freak?
Like, that's what I thought about you. I'm like, what in the world? But then we got to know each other, and my suite mate, my roommate was never there, so you would come over and
he's,
visit.
He's gay, did you know that?
No.
I'm not going to say his last name, but his first name was Rob. Do you remember him?
Oh, that he was the RA.
Yeah, but you were staying with him first before you had a room. Remember?
No, I was his suite mate.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Who was your roommate then?
Starts with N.
You can say Nick.
Nick.
No, nobody's going to know.
Oh, nobody.
That's funny. Okay, I didn't realize that because I was remembering that once we got to know each other pretty well, that we were using Rob's room to fool around. And
no, that was somebody else I didn't know about.
No, it was you.
No, that was Nick's room because I was in Nick's room and Rob was through my suite mate, the RA. He was in his room by himself.
I thought we would fool around in Nick's room?
Uh-huh.
I thought it
was... You remember, he had a girlfriend and was never there.
Yeah, I do remember that. That's weird. I thought it was the RA's room we were goofing off in.
No, it's old age setting in.
Yeah, I guess. Well, it is. That's almost 20 years ago. Well, it is more than 20 years ago. God. And I haven't seen you for like... I was trying to remember. When did I see you last? I think I said 1992. Mm-hmm. So I haven't seen you for 13 years, and you haven't changed a bit.
That's a good thing. So. You're sure the same. What's really weird is I remembered how to get your phone number.
Well, don't tell that.
I'm not.
I don't want these listeners to contact me on the phone.
No.
Now, you actually don't know what podcasting is, right?
No.
I explained to Lee that this is basically a radio, internet radio show. And now see when you tap the table, you hear that noise?
Yeah.
So be careful. But, so, because you're not a technology geek, are you?
No. I avoid them.
You avoid them. Yeah, I asked him, I said, do you have an email address? He's like, no, just call me. Well, he has one, but he said, I don't check it, just call me.
I hate messing with them. Like, I'd rather just talk to somebody.
Yeah, but how can you grow up at the time we grew up and not be into technology?
Remember where I'm from.
He's from a small town in southwestern Virginia.
Right.
Which is where we went to college. Huh. Okay.
I tried to avoid them. And I have to use them now, so that's why I don't like it.
But now that I think about it, computers really weren't huge when we were in college. Uh-huh. There was the computer lab, but not all that many people used it or mm-hmm. anything.
You still had to sign up for time, and I rarely used it.
Yeah, that's
but now
true.
Now, my work, I have to use them all the time, and I actually avoid it.
Do you use Macs or PCs?
I don't know. We use laptops.
Does it have an Apple on it?
No.
Then it's a PC.
They're IBMs.
Ooh. Nasty okay. PCs. So anyway, I was saying that you don't really know what a podcast is. Well, podcast, basically the word stands for, it's a combination of iPod, which is, you're familiar with the iPod, mm-hmm. and broadcast. And it basically gives amateur indie people like me a voice on the internet. And you can record a show about anything and download it. People will download it and listen to it and, you know, send you email and comments and stuff like that. So I don't think I've ever had anybody on the show who didn't know about podcasting.
No.
That's odd. Well, do you listen to the radio?
No.
What do you listen to?
CDs. And they're all country.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Like, name some country singers.
Oh, you know Dolly. I still...
Oh, my God. He's old.
Yeah, I'm old country.
Oh, gosh. Now, in terms of podcasting, I listen to a lot of shows, and there's a guys down in Charleston, South Carolina, who do podcasts, and they have a very southern accent like yours. And when I first heard you start talking, I'm thinking, oh, my God, he sounds like Larry of the Little Fatty Cast. Yeah, I know you don't know what that means. We should talk about something different. So, how long have you been up here this visit? Because he's working up here temporarily.
Three days today.
3 days.
But I'll have to come back all the time.
Well, then we'll definitely have to. Does your boyfriend come with you ever?
He can, but most of the time I keep him at home to feed the cat and dogs.
feed the cat and dogs.
Dog.
I'll have to. Well, the next time you're up here, we'll have to plan so that you can meet the boyfriend and we can go out to dinner or something.
That will work.
Yeah. So, do you have any other stories from college days?
Now you're making me dig here.
Making you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try not to do much of that.
Well, now we did our catching up before we even sat down for the show. We probably should have done all that.
At the same time, it's been easier.
Exactly, because now I can't think of what to ask you. I could ask you sexual questions, but I don't think that would be good.
Are you sure you want the answers?
No, well, I don't know. okay, so what do you think about the Hurricane Rita coming down in the Gulf?
Get out of the way and don't rebuild it. Don't rebuild any of it.
Why?
It's flooded this time. It'll flood again.
Yeah, but the last time it flooded, it's like 30 years, 30 or some odd years ago. 40 years ago, maybe. Yeah.
I'm just the point. When something floods, you don't rebuild. You move everything.
Wow. Well, my boyfriend's family's from New Orleans.
I wouldn't build it back.
Well, they're going to rebuild, so. All right. So, okay, I know politically that you're a Democrat, right?
Yeah.
So are you absolutely sick of Bush? What's your opinion of him? You can speak freely because no one knows who you are.
Oh, that's good. Let's see. A friend of mine's dad
said... Speaking to the microphone.
A friend of mine's dad said, there's nothing... That's really bad to say.
You can say that. You can say it.
No, I'm not going to say it.
You know what? Here's the other thing, too. This is FCC free. We're not regulated by the FCC. So you can say shit, fuck, damn. You can say all the cuss words you want.
They just need to get rid of him.
Yes.
In any ways they can.
Now, who do you hope runs in 2008?
Actually, I wouldn't mind if Hillary ran.
Oh, the second
person. I
think
she would be such a bitch.
Now, speaking to the microphone.
I'm sorry. She would be such a bitch and have to be so strong. I think she could pull it off.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'd vote for her.
Yeah.
My father would vote for her, too. My father's a big Democrat. Too bad you're not staying for the weekend because, you know, they're having this big Cindy Sheehan war rally here this weekend in D.C.
Yeah, I have a family reunion this weekend.
Oh, you do?
Yes. What few of us are left?
Yeah, I was going to say, I know your family. There's not many of you. There's only like three of you.
Exactly. Actually, if you count everybody, there might be 10 of us left.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I don't remember your cousins or anything like
that.
No,
everybody's in their late 90s.
Well,
even my cousins are in their 70s.
Oh, my God. But you're the youngest?
The baby.
Oh, my gosh. Because I kind of had a little family reunion 2 weeks ago for my sister's birthday. There were 11 of us there, but there's 23 of us now when we all get together. So, well, now I don't know what else to talk about. Come on, give me a subject.
I don't know. This is so weird. I'm having to think about this thing.
Does it seem weird that you can hear yourself in the headphones?
Yeah, I'm trying not to talk because I'm like, I have such an accent, and I'm not used to hearing
myself. Well, that's actually what I want my listeners to hear is your southern accent.
Yeehaw.
Exactly, because it is such a twang.
I know. I've tried to lose it, and I can't.
Why? Well, where you live, it's going to be hard to lose it.
I know. Because when I come up here and have to do what I do, and I'm like, they look at me for the first about the half hour, and then they get used to it.
They do get used to it.
I'm like,
Well, it is quite an accent.
Yeah. It's hick.
It is definitely hick. I will agree with that. But you grew up, well, no, not really. If I think about where you grew up, even though you're from a tiny little town, you really didn't grow up a hick.
No.
Because it's not like you lived on a farm or anything.
Well, we have farms.
But you didn't live on a farm.
No.
You lived in a suburban house.
Well, yeah. But, you know, everybody around you, so.
Isn't that funny now? Do you remember when we used to spend the night at your parents' house? Did they know we were gay then?
I don't think so.
And having sex, like, in the next bedroom?
They had no clue. They had no clue.
That's funny.
I don't think they really even... It started setting into them until about 10 years ago. Then they started really figuring it out. So.
Times change. Now, do you have any questions for me?
No.
You don't have any questions for me. You've found out everything you need to know in the time
What are you volunteering?
What am I volunteering? Well, it all depends on what you're asking.
What information you want to just put out there?
I have no idea. I don't know what you're interested in knowing.
Just everything.
Well, you see my hobbies of the naked pictures of men. I do a little bit of art on the side. I read. I watch a lot of TV. Spend time with a boyfriend, going to wineries. I don't know. What else do you want to know? Excuse me. Huh?
You're killing me here.
You're killing me here.
This just feels so weird.
So weird. Well,
I'm just so laid back anymore.
You are laid back. You're just... When I knew you before, back in the 80s, you were like a little spaz. You were constantly moving.
No, not now.
Your mouth went like a mile a minute when you were talking.
Now you're just like, would you come back from the dead?
It's like, hello.
Is anybody
actually,
there?
Actually, no, because you... Well, since you came here tonight to visit tonight, you've been pretty much relaxed the whole time. So being relaxed on the internet show isn't any different, really.
No. It's just weird.
It is weird.
Because I'm hearing myself. I'm like, this thing's right here. And I'm like, it needs to go away.
You'd get used to it.
Yeah, in time.
In time. So now we should tell the listeners that you're not single. You do have a boyfriend.
Yes.
Of 6 years. So yeah. It's obviously a very serious thing. I don't know what else to tell the listeners.
This is probably one you won't broadcast.
No, actually I will. I'll go ahead and post it because I had other things to talk about. Actually, I could check my list and see what else I was going to talk about tomorrow.
And he's just as organized now as he ever was back when we were in school.
Absolutely.
Our dorm room was absolutely perfect. His bed was made every day. And exactly, he even had to have our beds... covers.
Yeah,
matching.
That's right. I made sure that you bought a matching comforter.
A matching one. Because I had a different colored one, and he was like, no, you need to go get a blue one.
That's
a navy
right.
Blue one. This is where I got mine.
We had to have matching comforters. Yeah, but, now, okay, now, I had all the matching stuff and all, and everything was all nice and neat, but you had all the, you had the TV, you had the VCR. We had a VCR in our room in 1984.
Yeah.
How many other people on the hall had a VCR in their room in 1984? Nobody. People came to our room to watch movies.
See? Hicks can get half stuff
and
they
and
want it.
We had a refrigerator. Didn't mm-hmm. we have a refrigerator?
Refrigerator. We had everything.
We did have everything.
Had portable heater.
Well, yeah, but I was never hot.
That was me. I'd lay in the floor with the heater blasting right on me.
Because I'm always hot, so I like it cold. But I did turn down the air conditioning before you got here because I thought he's going to come and say, it's freezing in here. I like it cold. But we did. We had everything. Our room. Remember, we did have a. We had a Christmas party, didn't we? Have a Christmas party in our room once, and had people come in.
We had carpet, and our couch matched the carpet.
Yeah, and we had our own bathroom.
Yeah.
With a bathtub, everybody else just had showers. Yeah. We had it made that year.
We were voted most compatible roommates.
Did we? Were we?
Yes, we were. I still got the little thing they gave us.
Now, how come we didn't room together the next year?
You
oh, because I
campus.
Moved off campus. That's right.
And I was supposed to go back on campus the next year, and I never did.
Yeah, that's right.
And
then the year
campus.
After that, I got a different boyfriend. Remember my senior year?
I don't remember who it was.
It was an older man.
Oh, that's right.
He lived up here, and he would come down to visit. Now, here's a question. You may not have ever thought about this before, but did we ever, like, officially break up? Or were we,
no,
were we ever really, like, a couple? Or were we just fucking?
I think we officially got together, but we never officially undone it.
How did that happen?
So, you see, you're still hitched. You just don't know it.
I don't think my boyfriend would like that. But that is interesting, because I was trying to remember that. It's like, did we ever really break up? Or did the school year just ended, and then I left?
You went off campus.
Yeah.
You went and got the little efficiency apartment.
Yeah.
And you left me.
Well, it ended up being cheaper to live off campus than it was to live on campus. I was only paying, now this is going to be a shocker to people, $190 a month for rent at that place.
I think I paid.
It was cheap.
I think I paid $250 or $3 for the one I had.
Well, you had like three times the space.
I had three bedroom.
Yeah. I only had a little efficiency, but Even so, I think it was cheaper to live off campus. But anyway, I was just thinking about that. I was like, what kind of breakup did we have? And I'm like, did we even have a breakup?
No, you just run off and left me.
I just ran off and left you.
Do you feel bad now?
I do. I feel terrible.
You should.
Terribly terrible.
I've been heartbroken for how long?
Oh, yeah, 20 years. Yeah, I don't think so. I'm sure you got over that pretty quick. Well, because, yeah, you did, because the next year you had a boyfriend.
Yeah, that lasted actually 5 years.
And what happened with that one?
Tramp.
Oh, was he sleeping around?
Oh, yeah. And I caught him, so out the curb he went.
After 5 years he was sleeping around, or was he sleeping around the whole time you were together?
I think the whole time.
And you didn't know it?
I didn't know it. I'm a trusting person.
You are a very trusting person.
So I found out. Actually, I didn't put him to the curb. I had a movers come in and take everything I had, and I was gone.
Oh, you were living with him then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Then did you go back to, I won't say where.
Where did I go after that? No, I moved about 3 hours away.
Okay. I'm trying to think of the city. Oh, I think I do. Does it start with a D?
No.
H. I don't know where you're talking about.
Okay.
Well, you don't live there now, right?
No.
Well, then name the city.
Harrisonburg.
Oh, okay. Harrisonburg. All right. Where JMU is.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know that then, because we weren't in contact then.
No.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
It was a wild little time.
So, yeah, now I don't know what else to talk about.
Okay.
So how's your sex life with your current boyfriend? You're not going to ask all these probing questions.
Let's see.
Now speak into the microphone.
Be careful what you ask. I guess.
Does he have... Oh, I shouldn't ask. I was going to say, does he have a big dick? I shouldn't ask that.
Well, let's see here.
Don't answer that. Don't answer that.
I did go out with one guy that had to have a reduction.
Oh, please, you're lying.
No, I'm not.
Who in the world would have a penis reduction? Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
I have never heard of that before in my life.
Oh, yeah.
What do they do? Cut an inch or two off?
Yeah. They take and cut the head around the head, pluck it off, cut it. I mean, really, they do.
Pluck it off.
It's like, and then they just sew it back on, cut like a middle section out, sew it right back.
Oh, come on.
I'm dead serious.
Wait a minute. Okay, so how big was he then?
13.
I don't believe
it's
you.
It's true. And they took him to 6.
And did... Oh, my God. Why would you take that much off?
What are you going to do with it?
I can think of a lot of things to do with it.
Not when they're like that, you don't.
Did you ever take all 13 inches of it?
No.
Because you're a big bottom, right?
No.
You used to be.
Well.
Times change.
Nancy grew up.
Nancy grew up. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to do some research on that. I've never heard of a penis reduction. Is that like a breast reduction?
Yeah, they just slice it out and reattach.
Now, how did you meet the 13-inch guy?
At the bar.
Oh, see, that's one thing about Mr. Lee is he is a huge bar tramp.
No.
Not anymore?
Nope. If I've gone to a bar twice in the last 5 years, that's a lot.
See, I don't go to bars anymore either. So, very interesting.
Yeah, you get home, you get settled.
Well, at our age, yes, definitely. There's no more of this tramping around stuff. I did have plenty of years of being a slut, but...
I don't think I ever really was a big slut.
Oh, I was a huge slut.
That is kind
of... Okay, so then if you weren't ever a slut, then you could probably count on your hands how many guys you slept with.
Pretty much.
You're a good boy, aren't you?
I am a good boy.
I don't have enough hands to count.
I can still count them.
That's amazing. Good for you.
No.
So do your parents like your boyfriend?
No.
They don't?
No.
Why not? I can't imagine that. Your parents loved me.
No, he will tell them how life is, how he thinks things should be.
Oh, he shouldn't do that.
But, I mean, it's, you know, my mom's very religious.
Yes, I do know that.
And she started to say some few things to him about religion. in our house. And he's like, no, not in my house.
Huh? Oh, was she starting to preach to him?
Yes.
Oh.
So that didn't go over well.
Well, that would certainly be a good reason not to like each other.
Yes. So there's a little tension between those two.
But what about your dad? Does he like him?
Not a lot.
Oh, my gosh. Is that the same reason, the religion thing?
No, daddy was just...
Daddy. You're 41, and you're still calling your dad daddy.
Daddy and mama.
That's a very Southern thing, I guess.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'd get backhanded if I didn't.
Yeah. So your dad doesn't like him for what reason?
Daddy has this way, tries to manipulate you in getting what he wants.
Uh-huh.
And with my partner's profession, he doesn't go for that. He can see right through it.
Okay.
And he calls him on it.
Oh.
And they just don't get along.
No, I would guess not. Now, I just thought something. I remember you used to eat...
Chef Boyardee cheese pizzas.
Yeah, you did eat those a lot. That's right. You did. I forgot about that. No, I was going to say, didn't you used to eat grits?
No.
What did you used to eat all the time?
Peanut butter.
You did eat a lot of peanut butter.
They're Chef Boyardee pizzas.
No, your mom used to make us like biscuits and gravy or something like that. Do you still eat that?
No.
Yeah. That would be very fattening, I would guess.
I know. I got to get rid of the Buddha belly.
Please. What's your waist size? Like 30, 31?
30.
See, and he thinks he's fat. I don't think so. Well, this is about 26 minutes.
Okay. They're tired of listening to me.
Well, they're probably tired of listening to me too, because my shows are usually only like 20 minutes long. Oh. So, I guess that's about it then. Mm-hmm. So you're going back tomorrow. You'll have to stay in touch. And the listeners won't be able to get in touch with you because you won't answer email.
No.
So they can ask me questions.
I usually just delete them. If I don't know you, I delete it.
Well, then don't delete mine if I send you an email.
Just make sure you put your name in there.
It will. The email message or the address will be my name. So.
Okay.
And you know my name, so. All right, so say goodbye.
See y'all later.
Thanks for listening. Wait, go ahead.
That's it.
Okay. Until next time, boys and girls. Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.